sweet Susie.
Welcome to the Fangamer Podcast. This is episode number 43. Our show topic today is casual sports games, non-sporty games, games like Mario Tennis, Mario Golf that are a lot more fun than their simulation counterparts, and we're going to talk about why. But first, before I do that, let me introduce co-hosts this week with me, as always, Ben Carignan, who is addicted to the Minecrafts, which we'll hear more of in a moment, I think. That's why he's not memorizing his Shakespeare play things.
That is why I'm not memorizing my Shakespeare.
You know what I'm going to make you do, Ben? At the very end of this podcast, like, the closing thing is I'm going to make you recite it.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Oh, no.
People haven't picked up. That's Liz accusing Ben of having not done his homework, which when is his homework due?
Tomorrow.
Oh, what time's your class?
I have two classes before it. I don't really have cram time before class.
Yeah, I don't go to those classes. Just
that's what I did the other day. I skipped MIS to study for accounting. Fat lot of good at Disney.
So let's. What have you guys been up to, Liz? Tell me about school and things you've been doing there. How is education going?
Education is time consuming. It is not like college, because college I was an English major and got to spend 3 years doing something that played to my strengths. Business school is apparently math school, because I spend all my time doing math homework, and it's not as...
Really? That much math?
It's so... Well, because I have financial accounting and business statistics and business calculus all rolled into one, so...
Business calculus? Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, second derivative all up in this.
That's no fun.
Yeah, I know. I did better in calculus than I did in accounting.
Say, by the end of college, I knew how to use every button on my TI-89. It took so much.
So, Liz, do you know your calculus?
I do, and it says U plus V equals two people who don't know Hamlet's third soliloquy.
I feel like that was on the podcast once, that we featured that excellent song for some reason.
I'm sure we did.
It was actually in Water Cooler, but...
No.
It's been many times.
I think we had it.
Together was a good band. That kid died too soon. But
wait, he's dead?
Yeah.
Oh.
We had this argument on the last time it came up, too. He died in real life.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
So on a lighter note, my other class that is not related to math is... Management of Effective and Ethical Organizational Behavior, which is just called OB. I've never heard even the professor use the real title. But to provide a lesson in teamwork, we had to break a group of like 28 kids into groups of four, and we were given a yard of string, a yard of tape, 20 spaghetti sticks, and a single marshmallow, and we had to build a structure out of the first three things that could support the weight of the marshmallow. And this was very difficult because spaghetti breaks easily and is not meant for load bearing. So you're stuck with like three people you don't know that well trying to build a spaghetti tower, and at the very last minute you put the marshmallow on top and it's like, ah, and then it all falls apart just like everybody else.
Oh man, that's tense.
It is tense.
So wait, what strategies can you use to actually, you know,
make... I'll tell
make...
you, because we used... There was a TED talk on this for the uninitiated. TED.com, I believe, is the website where it's just a collection of people...
Inspirational stuff.
Yeah, inspirational videos for, like, everything you could ever want to know or be interested in about life. It's all intellectual powerhouses getting together and holding their own online symposia. But there was a TED talk on the subject of the marshmallow challenge, which said that the guy had conducted like 700 challenges over his career, and he said the groups that performed the most poorly were recent graduates of business school. and the groups that performed like the second most poorly were lawyers. So me and Matt,
Ouch.
yeah, we'll never be good at the gross marshmallow challenge.
Out
As a
of
team.
the yeah, but the group that performed the second best, oh, like by a wide margin, was kindergartners.
What? Because they just creativity. They didn't have anything to tell them they couldn't do it that way, or.
It was that, and it was the fact that when you have adults, they will spend 16 minutes planning and building, and in the 17th minute, they'll put the marshmallow on top and be like, "Oh my God!" and it falls apart. Kindergartners will hold the marshmallow up and build things around it and make like 3 or 5 attempts, and they'll just keep prototyping and rebuilding. And that's why they always have these really cool inventive structures, because they've figured out what works and what doesn't work 5 times over in the span of 18 minutes.
Man.
It's food for thought. Actually, the people who did best were architects and engineers, thank God.
Like, great.
They did beat the
Number one,
kindergartners.
people with training. Number two, kindergartners.
Yeah.
What?
But it was my group did second best. We had a tower that stood up, but then kind of flopped over, so in a way we invented the crane. But it was interesting.
Well, you know who's messing around with building things, I hear, is Ben. I hear you're building a lot of stuff.
Man, I gotta
Tower.
dig out all the dirt, man. There's too much dirt. It's gotta go.
Tell us about Minecraft, Ben. I haven't played it more than a couple of minutes, and it was like on a server where you had everything, so you could just try everything out. And I was like, okay, that's fine. And then I was done.
That's what happened
All
to me
right.
too.
Minecraft is a game where you build things and then nighttime comes and then these green guys come and blow up everything you just made and it's
What?
heartbreaking. And okay, no, really. Minecraft is a sandbox game. It's an indie game made by this one guy named like Marcus something or another. And it's so simple. Like you just go around, you like punch things to gather supplies to build stuff. But you can do a lot of cool stuff with the supplies. Like you can build tools out of it by like actually drawing out the tool on this grid with the materials and stuff. And it's all this interesting, neat stuff that you can build all this stuff. It's all fun. But then nighttime comes, and with nighttime comes zombies and skeletons and spiders with skeletons on them and these green guys called
That's
creepers
not how
that
spiders work at all.
they're giant spiders that jump at you, and I don't like them. They scare me.
Wow.
But best of all of those guys are the creepers, who there's these little green guys. I'm not going to say what they look like, but you can Google creeper Minecraft and you can draw your own conclusions on what
I'm
they look
sure
like
Liz is
too.
doing that right now.
Tap 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 creeper Minecraft. What do they look like?
All right,
But
Ben,
yeah, going
tell us,
back to what I was saying,
yeah, why is
like,
it fun? What are
yeah.
you doing there?
Why is it fun? That's a very good question. I don't know. I can't answer that question.
I don't know
Like,
either.
literally, I spent 2 hours today, like, digging out dirt from this mine. And like, oh, there's a tile with iron ore. Oh boy, now I can make a shovel that won't break. And oh, there's coal. I can now make more torches. And I was just digging out dirt forever. And not, like, there was one point in time where I tried to make a really big tower. And that was fun because once I got to the top, there was nothing else to do but fall down to my death, which is probably how my Minecraft journey is going to end in real life. But,
Whoa, dude. It just got dark.
Minecraft just got real, yo.
Yeah.
But
I'm having so
I
much
don't know.
fun,
There's
I'm gonna
something
kill
about it.
myself.
There's something about it in me that, like, triggers my ADD in the worst sort of way because, like, I'll have a mission. Like one night I'll be like, I'm gonna hollow out this place and make a house and make like a little workbench so I can make things better. And while I do that, I realize, wow, I sure have a lot of stone now. What can I do with this? So I build a giant staircase leading from my house down to like my respawn point or whatever. And I never actually get my house to how I like it. I just go off and do
Your
other
real
stuff.
life. This is too depressing already. That sounds like me, like trying. Oh, I'm gonna clean my desk. Oh, I need to move these books over to the bookshelf. Oh, I like this book. Oh, I like this passage of here. Oh, I'm gonna look up this author online and never get
That's what
any.
it is.
Yeah, that happens to me too. I think the internet's really facilitated that for people. Like, even people who don't have ADD now get to experience what it's like thanks to Wikipedia.
You can too. Makes the interwebs.
They get to experience what we've all known for years, that your brain can't focus on a single activity.
So tell me about this sand tower, Ben.
It was a
Isn't it
dirt
more of a
tower,
vault
actually.
tower? Oh, a dirt
Did I
tower.
say sand tower? Like, what we wanted to do is make a giant tower and like put a torch at the top so I could like see it if I ever go on an adventure far,
It's your
far away
North
from my
Star.
house. Exactly. But then I realized, like, even right in front of it, I can't even see the light. So there's just this giant tower that maybe I'll see it from halfway across the world, but that light ain't doing nothing for me. Either way, like, those creeper guys, they have blown up my tower
Oh
on
no.
numerous occasions,
Is
and
it
I've
because
had
it's
to
made out
rebuild
of
it.
sand?
No, it's because they just blow everything up around them. Like, if you get in like one square near them, they'll make this hissing sound for 1.5 seconds exactly. And if you're still that close to them, they'll just blow up. And
Exactly one
everything
and a half
around.
seconds, huh?
Exactly 1.5 seconds.
I think Liz is fact-checking right now. Well,
No,
can
I'm
we get
not. I just find that very specific.
Can we get a fact check on that, please? Where's the internet's? Okay.
I don't know, last time we Googled something, it didn't turn out
That
well.
didn't go very well.
Like I know my recollection of this game, speaking to you about it, is very disorganized and not very
It
interesting right
sounds like,
now. But like
but
it's
that's the what the game does to you, though.
Exactly,
It
it
makes you not
is.
very interesting.
Oh, I
Yes,
wasn't gonna say that. I was gonna say
because okay, I could have come on the podcast tonight and talked to you about how I am Hamlet and I want to kill myself too. But no, now I can talk to you how I want to jump off a dirt tower with torches on the top of it because it's fun. And
Is
it's a
wait,
lot less interesting.
is it just you in this world, or is there other people, like other players?
There is a multiplayer mode, but like the game's still in alpha, so like
Okay.
in multiplayer, like at nighttime you don't get the zombies and all the cool stuff like
Oh,
that,
you
which
don't?
no, you don't, not yet.
Okay, because I was I've seen like Kotaku and stuff. Like somebody made or someone linked on the Pokemon Game Club thread. Like somebody made Kanto or the island of
Yeah.
Pokemon in
Yeah, that
Minecraft.
was crazy.
That was funny.
Yep.
Then I saw on Kotaku that somebody has made a scale life-size version of the USS Enterprise.
Yeah, I heard
I
about that
saw that
too.
it's all the scaffolding. It was really impressive. And then like the whole his little YouTube video, he's like, "Well, so I could really use some help now filling out the insides because it's pretty big in there and it doesn't look very cool right now. I mean, it's big, but I can't really open the server up to everyone because this thing could just be Grief City. So
Yeah.
if you want to help me out, that'd be great." And that's kind of where he leaves it.
Yeah, like it took me a long enough time just to like flatten out the top of this hill today. I'm not looking to make like the Enterprise or anything
You're not going to
large
make the world of
intensive.
Pokemon gold silver.
No. I mean, actually, now that you present that idea,
Oh
I kind of
no,
want
I'm sorry. That's old.
to.
Never see Ben again. He'll be off doing that. Well, I have just been playing Pokemon, of course, for Game Club that we've just finished up. But I am very, very excited about Fable 3 coming out. I didn't know it was coming out so soon. And Fable 3 or Fable 2. One of my favorite games, I think. It's definitely up there. I played through Fable 2 numerous times. I think I've talked about in the podcast several times about. I think we did the Pets Cast. And I talked about the dog in there was another big reason that I wanted a real dog. Like, oh, this would be so sweet. I could go through the forest and have a little dog with me all the time. And if there's enemies, it'll bark and like go up and bite them in the leg. I was like, oh, that'd be sweet. And then
That's how
this one,
real life is.
and it
Oh, yeah.
basically is. I take my dog Eva, we go out into the forest and if there's people, she'll bark at them.
My dog's biting me right now. That's how realistic that is.
So, anyway, Fable 3 is coming out like gosh, 6 days. Woohoo!
Really? I
And
didn't
I
know
will
that.
probably be playing that. It's October 26th, so I'll be playing a lot of that. I just like how they do like such a really good job with integrating story and gameplay and a pretty fun battle mechanic. I actually like the fights in that game, and just the world they create has such a cool feeling. And the only downside, I think, for people is if they listen to Peter talk about his game, Peter Molyneux, they will always be disappointed. So I make it a fact not to listen to him and not to look up anything about the game beforehand so that I can be super excited when it comes out and not be like, oh, But the trees don't really grow like you said
As someone who doesn't play the Fable games, listening to him talk about the games is the best part for me. Because I hear him
they
talk and I think, well, it's never going to be as good as his dream.
Have you ever heard him talk about like that Milo game
Yeah,
for
I
the
saw that,
Kinect?
but I heard that was getting axed for some reason.
That's the most
It was
heartbreaking thing
too
to ever happen to
perfect.
video games, but I don't know, man. That
Okay.
guy, he's got big dreams.
Yeah, we did a podcast about him. Well, not him. It was about hype in
It was
video
about
games.
him.
It was he had a big part in
Let's
that.
be honest with ourselves. It was the Peter Molyneux podcast.
Yeah, so he yeah, but I despite that, if you don't listen to the hype and you're like me, you're like, "Oh, it's coming out in a week. Awesome." It's a wonderful game. And the downloadable content they provide is actually pretty good, so it's worth paying the $4 or $5 or whatever it ends up being. So I'm excited about that, but let's take a break here and we'll get into Fangamer news. Fangamer News. We've got big and exciting news. The Earthbound 2010 Fan Fest is right around the corner. It will be starting October 25th, running through December 6th. And as with previous Fan Fests, there's a lot of awesome things to it. There'll be hosts playing through each night. Not each night, and we're going to get into that in a little bit, but there'll be prizes this time because it's being wrapped up with a Fun Fest, which usually happens around the holiday time of year. So people who submit art and other works of art, like drawings and writings and videos and so forth, will have chance to win sweet, sweet prizes, and based on different categories such as most earthbound delicious, jaw dropper, most unique, etc. There's a lot of really cool things around it, and the first thing I wanted to bring up was the current contest that's happening right now on Twitter. Liz, tell us about the Twitter contest.
I will tell you about the Twitter contest. I'm actually going to refer back to the blog post that Reed wrote because I think he did a very good job summing up what on its face may seem like a little bit of a complicated contest. The name we have given it, which I'm sure has been used before, is called Twitter Libs, where we give you a standard tweet template, which in this case is EB FanFest starts Monday. Here's my Twitter Lib entry. And it says ING verb EB earthbound enemy. ING verb and plural noun. And then at the back of the tweet it says #ebfffangamer.com/twitterlib. So what you can take from all of this verbiage I just barfed up at you is you retweet what's written there and you replace those four words with anything you choose, any Mad Lib, like that. This is just like the game Mad Libs, where for an ING verb you can say like coughing, an EB enemy, you can say, there's like hundreds. Why can't one occur to me right now?
The shroom guys, Ramblin' Mushroom.
The ramblin' shroom. And then for another ING verb, you can say like training, and for a plural noun, you can say like, I don't know, rocks.
Bigots.
So you have running shrooms, training rocks, and what's going
Or
to
rocks.
Yeah. What's going to be happening with those words is we're going to insert them into a secret template, which means you don't have any control over the final product they'll go into. All you can do is pick the four words and hope that they turn out to be really funny. So the example Reed gives is if you pick kicking Antoids, hugging and noodles on Twitter, you'd post the tweet with kicking Antoids, hugging noodles. And we pop them into the template, and it might give you something like Ness was kicking hard, so the Antoids retaliated by hugging and shooting noodles out of their eyes. If that turns out to be really funny, in fact, so funny that yours is in fact the best, you will win a prize, which is very exciting. It is a Starman Super figurine, which some of you may recognize from the latest Starman Shenanigans video, Starman Shenanigans 2, Shenan Harder.
Segue.
Which just came out last week, which had some pretty I'd say famous voice acting in it. Someone who has a lot of experience in the radio world, basically podcasting. Big fan of podcasts. A lot of people listen to it, like more than 40.
Yeah,
Liz.
it was. Oh, I thought you were gonna talk about the dude from like Archer, H. John
No, I
Benjamin.
was going to say how you guest starred as a voice of what's her name, Christine?
Christine, who is actually the little figure, the same one that's being given away. I don't know if it's the
Oh
exact same
man.
Starman Super, but it is in fact a Christine variety.
So
And
if
you
you
guys can have Liz.
have to say if you want to win a Liz figurine, this is your chance, basically.
Yeah, if you want to be a massive creepster.
Like that one guy.
Yeah, I think I've fallen in love with that vexing vixen, Vulpix.
You remember it by heart.
No, I don't think that was it,
That's
actually.
pretty close, though. Oh, good times.
That voluptuous Vulpix.
Oh,
Google
Pokemon.
that.
So
Don't
that is
Google
the
that.
contest happening until when is that done? Monday?
That is finishing up Sunday night, I believe, because the
Okay.
FanFest is on Monday.
So no
When
one will
do
have a
we.
chance to win this.
No, you can
By the time they listen to
Nice.
this, they don't have a chance to win. Awesome.
This is gonna be yet another thing where at the end of the episode we have like a recording of us going like, whoops, something happened between recording
Ah,
and
man,
release. Yeah.
don't worry about that.
Somebody adds the record scratch right here where it's like wiki wow wow and the
But see,
winner is.
Are you making fun of me?
no, I was gonna say because
I like the record scratch. I envy your
if
scratching.
we
All right.
don't do that though, then how is someone gonna have something to review us on iTunes about? They don't have accurate information about their own contests. Not a good podcast. Not worth listening to. If we don't have things like this,
Enemy of podcast.
people won't have anything to review.
Gert. The voice you just did made it sound like it was a review being done by Cookie Monster.
I If Cookie Monster wanted to leave us a review, that'd be cool. I'd
That would
be
be
happy
cool.
about that.
He's a
Can you
funny
talk about
dude. I discovered that recently. I went back and watched Sesame Street clips. Cookie Monster, man. I still like him.
Okay,
Isn't he like the
so.
Veggie Monster now,
No,
though?
he went on Colbert and clarified that.
Oh, okay.
He tried to
He
eat Colbert's
still enjoys
Pulitzer.
them. Let's see, what other important things? Prizes, hosts. We've got a couple cool hosts. I'll be hosting as I've been enlisted to host because of my geographic location. Liz, you're hosting.
I was actually going to comment on that. You said Fable 3 is coming out in 6 days, right? When's your gameplay point?
I don't know. Is it in 6 days?
You mean his Fable
No, I'm
3
just
gameplay
saying.
point, right?
Yeah, your Fable 3 gameplay point, because I remember you saying somewhere that whatever you're playing at the time, it's Fable 3. I'll Fable 3 every day.
That could be a problem. Oh well. We'll find a way to make it work. Maybe I'll have Jen play for me. But let's see who else. I think the 1UP folks are gonna host from their live studio they do all their other streams for. I think Jade and Frank and all those guys. So that'll be fun. The Far From Subtle guys who do video games, awesome video
Still
games.
excited.
They will be on there. Tom Bob Blender will be a host. The Speed Gamers will be on there. Kevin is, I think he's still deciding if he wants to host. I'm
Yeah,
hoping he
right.
will. I think Anne's on the list right now. Anne K, artist extraordinaire. Any other people
We
here?
have a Cap from Nerdy Show. I don't know
Oh,
if any of you guys listen to Nerdy
there
Show.
we
I
go. The
love
big
Nerdy Show.
Nerdy Show guys. That's gonna be really fun. They haven't done one of these yet, so that'll be fun to see too. So, lots of cool hosts. Now, you may be wondering why I mentioned that my geographic location matters for this.
I'm
Well,
not. I know the answer.
the
Shut up.
big spoiler, the
Aren't
big
you cool? I am.
reveal, which I hope will be the first to say, although this won't go up until Sunday night, so maybe not. The big reveal is that we will all be playing Earthbound on the same cart. Dun, dun, dun. But how is that
Whoa.
possible, you ask? Well, thanks to the modern society we live in, there's this thing called express overnight shipping, and we believe that if we have the correct schedule, we can give ourselves a little leeway, and we won't have daily casts like we've been doing before. There'll always be at least one day break between. Some days a little bit more. I think it's like a Monday, Wednesday, Saturday schedule, something like that.
It's
But
just Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
there you go. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. This is the schedule, and we will actually be shipping that same cart all around the US, and it will be going around to different groups. And I'm hoping we're going to do some other fun things with it, like do some sort of like travel log that goes along with it, have people kind of sign the cart, something like that. And I believe at the end, we will be giving away that cart in some form of either a charity auction, a contest, etc. And it'll be a good time. So, no emulating, all on the same cart. It'll be great times. I'm looking forward to it. And I think that we even are hoping to have like a Google Maps style where you can kind of track where the cart is going
It's like
around.
that Santa Claus tracker.
So that'll be pretty cool. FanFest, I hope everyone can tune in and check it out because it's going to be quite the event this year. There'll all, of course, be freebies for each part, and there'll be a couple little like in between pregame shows by the guys in the Tucson office, and well, they will actually judge the categories and submissions for that particular play point and give out prizes based on, you know, who did really well and show the prizes on air and all that stuff. So it's going to be quite the event. So you should definitely tune in. So that is all we have for Fangamer News right now. We're going to take another short break. We'll play a little bit of Charlie's Audio Candy for you.
Hey everybody, this is Charlie with Audio Candy. Most everyone has played a Mario Kart game at some point, though I've been surprised at how many people missed out on the original Super Mario Kart. It was the first racing game I ever gave two flips about, and 1,000 times more fun than any other racing game at the time. Today I present you with the Donut Plains theme, as performed by the 1UPs in their latest album, entitled The Super Mario Kart Album, which was just released a few months ago. The 1UPs are a video game cover band from Arkansas, best known for their funky jazz and rock arrangements. They even perform live on occasion, including a performance at the Penny Arcade Expo in 2008. Few things get my feet tapping like a good jazz tune, and I always appreciate live instruments over their synthetic counterparts. So come on, snap your fingers and tap your toes as the groove washes you away. You can find this track and other Mario Kart arrangements on the 1UP's latest album, the Super Mario Kart album. It's available on iTunes, Amazon, and on the 1UP's website, the1ups.com. If you have any questions or comments regarding Audio Candy, please send them to me, charlie@fangamer.com.
Let's start this podcast back up, folks.
All right.
Let's talk about the show topic, which is casual sports games. Games like Mario Tennis, which I want to start off the bat with because Face on Chaos brings up a very good point. It's awesome, and I played that game so much when it first came, the N64 one specifically. And just kind of get the conversation started, I didn't know anything about tennis before I played that game, yet it was still really fun. It teaches you the rules, kind of, I don't know, the trial and error, I guess. But just the four-player on that was just so much fun because the different characters had different abilities. And
wait a minute, did we introduce the topic?
Yeah, I did. Oh. Just a second ago, casual sports.
It went by so quickly, though.
We did at the beginning, too. All
right.
Yeah.
We were just Liz into it. Like, I looked
Liz
away
is drunk.
No, I'm not. I'm looking at
wine in
stuff.
A beer glass. That's why. Anyway, back to the show topic. Casual sports games, because apparently we didn't introduce it enough for Liz. Mm-hmm. Mario Tennis. Did you guys play that game? Or any versions of Mario Tennis?
I played the Game Boy Color version, which is so unlike the console version. Have you played it?
Is it fun?
I actually really liked it. It's like an RPG, and it has nothing to do with Mario at all.
There you go. And that we've already gone into Mario Golf already, which is one of my favorite games, Mario Golf for Game Boy Advance, because it is an RPG. It's a golfing RPG, and it is so much fun because as you play more, you can level up the guy's skills. And I had like a guy who could drive like 375 yards.
That's ridiculous.
And like he, the downside is they do equal it out. So every like point you put into like your distance, it makes so you're like your slice is worse. And you can put points to try and bring that down too, but you just have to play more and more. I would play it on the way to work a lot on the bus, so I was just a ridiculously high level, so I could still drive like 375 yards, and it would still go more or less where I wanted it to. I played that game so much, but yeah. But first, Mario Tennis. Have you guys played any of the Mario Tennis games? Ben's played the Game Boy one. Liz, have you played like the Virtual Boy one, the original?
I played that for 2 minutes.
My only exposure to tennis, either in real life or in the game world, is through Wii Tennis. Like, other than that, I don't think I've ever watched it, played it, done anything related to tennis, so I'm kind of in the dark. Even the Mario ones I've missed out on.
Oh, I think in terms of like the Mario sports games, I really enjoy Mario Tennis. Mario Golf, you still have to like golf. I think that even if you don't
That's
like
not
tennis
true at
necessarily.
all. I hate golf, and Toadstool Tour is one of the best games I've ever played.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow,
I
really?
feel that you really still have to like the core mechanics of a golf game to like Mario Golf.
No, I think golf is stupid and for old rich white people, but I thought that Mario, like, something about Toadstool Tour, like,
Well, what did you like in it?
the environments were so lush, and I feel like the characters, they didn't have a lot of screen time. Like, they were just playing golf, but they made them like lively and engaging. Like, they'd be looking around and you
Sounds like
could
it was
taunt
really
and
pretty
stuff.
for you to look at. Like
This
the you.
was one of the few games my father and my mother and I, all three of us, would play together, and I can
Wow.
count on one hand how many games that's been.
You say my family did bond around a lot of Mario Golf because my dad enjoyed playing the golf games because it wasn't. There's not too much to it really. You just press the
No.
button a couple times, choose the right club. It's more about strategy and placement, if anything.
Yeah.
Is that the one where you can like hit a button and you'll do a taunt and it's really annoying?
Oh yes, that is
Yeah.
another
Oh. Oh
aspect
yeah.
of most Mario
I
games.
am Daisy, etc.
Or with Birdo, we're just like wah, wah, wah. I was always
Mm-hmm.
Birdo.
Or like when he's trying to be, say you did a good job. Because
Oh, I remember that.
like, there's like the taunts, and then there's the like, good job, the Daisy would say or something like
Oh
that.
yeah. Oh, wah, wah,
That was really
wah.
essential.
Yeah, or Yoshi. Oh gosh.
Yeah,
Oh
the
god.
Yoshi ones are really annoying. That's why you gotta be Birdo, because it's like low pitch annoying Yoshi. Wah, wah.
Yeah. So
Kind of sounds like Wario to me.
I'm a
Mario
big Birdo
just without
fan.
words.
Mario Tennis, big fan. Mario Golf, also good times. I don't know. I think we were arguing about this before the podcast. 1080 snowboarding. I'm a really big fan of for N64. I don't know. I mean, it's I still consider that a non-simulation sports game, but I don't know. What do you guys think?
I feel like 1080 is sort
Is
of
a
like
little
a
more simulation. It is, 'cause
it's
it's
a little
pretty
more
tough.
simulation.
Yeah.
And like on the opposite end of that would be like Snowboard Kids or like Cool Boarders or
Yeah,
something.
Snowboard
Or like
Kids.
Final Fantasy VII Snowboarding.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I love that game.
Mabel
You
8.
played it?
Yeah, that was like the first time I ever played the game. I got my neighbor's copy of the game, and like he game sharked it, so he had like all the money in the world. So I just did nothing but play that forever.
Wow.
So Mabel 8 brings up Snowboard Kids. Ben, you've played Snowboard Kids?
Yes, I adore
I
that
know that
game.
game.
Yeah, you're right. Then that's more of a casual game compared to 1080 Snowboarding. So tell us about Snowboard Kids.
Summer Kids is it's strictly a racing game, sort of in the vein of Mario Kart, that you can like go around the track and get items to throw at your opponent, or they'll just magically appear above them. How convenient. It takes no skill. But I don't know, it's just a fun little racing game that involves snowboarding. You can do tricks to like get points and speed up and stuff,
I've
and
played that game. I'm looking at it now. I remember having fun with it.
yeah, it's a fun little game.
Yeah.
Okay, so then 1080, not so much. Then Tony Hawk Pro Skater, though. Come on, that is
Which
a the original, the PlayStation 1, the first one that came out. That is not a That is a casual sports game.
Now,
Yes.
we got into an argument about this during the podcast break because I'm not too familiar with the Tony Hawk games. My experience with them is limited to walking by a room where people are playing it, and so I assumed it was just like a bunch of like dudes in baggy clothes grinding on rails in abandoned factories. And I figured like that was about as
It's not too
realistic
far.
as it gets. Like
Well,
that's what skateboarding
okay.
is.
That's it's just as realistic as like NBA Jam plays on a court,
Yeah, I
you know, and
guess.
uses a basketball. Like it's in the same vein, but in terms of realism, it removes that completely. Like I remember playing the first one. On the very first level, you go down that kind of drop in on this kind of like list as like a warehouse, and there's this half pipe that I would go around kind of. Turn off to the right, and I would play Bob Burnquist because he had the backflip, which was pretty easy to do, which is not easy to do in real life by any means, but in the game, it was easy to pull off. Then, like a backflip over this half pipe, crash through this glass, and get like triple points of it, and land the other side, and like keep the combo going for a really long time, and usually win the
Yeah.
like play around that way. But like
That's how it
that,
happens in real life.
yeah, that's
Yeah,
yeah.
that's how that goes down.
I mean, well, I don't know. Like the closest things, like more recently, like if you watch like the X Games, they have like the mega ramp, which is like it's like 100 feet tall or something ridiculous like that, and like only the most professional skateboarders can even just stand up while going down it, let alone do tricks over the thing, and like that is where the games start kind of becoming more as one. But the originals were. No, I will say they are definitely a non-simulation sports game, but I had so much fun with those. Ben, have you played the Tony Hawk games much?
Yeah, I played the first two pretty extensively, and I remember falling in love with like the level editor.
Oh, the level editor. Yeah, actually, the level editors were really fun. Now that you bring it up, I remember actually making a couple really fun like skate parks to mess around. I was going to say the music was one of the first games I can remember that actually used
Oh yeah,
warm-up.
Papa Roach.
Yeah,
Oh
well.
buddy.
Now they had some gosh, Goldfinger. I don't know. They had some pretty decent songs on there though for a PlayStation 1 game. Anyway,
Yeah,
that was pretty cool. Let's see. That was sort of kind of the real non-simulation games I was thinking of. Liz, what's on your list of fun, unsporty sports games?
The original fun, unfun, sporty sports game is Excitebike, which seems
Oh
like
yeah,
it
excite.
should be very fun, but you spend half of the time in the mud, slowly side strafing back to your bike. I was too young when I played that, so I never understood like the methodology of not running your
Yeah.
engine constantly, but it just I kind of want to go back and try it now 'cause like I don't know if I would be okay at it or if it's just one of those early Nintendo games that due to the limitations of the hardware is just very, very unfun.
You know,
I
they
always
did that
really liked
as the
that game.
what was it called? The Megathon final round at PAX like 2 or 3 years ago, and watching them play it with a whole crowd of people was pretty funny. But sorry to interrupt, Ben. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say I really like that game, and maybe there's a correlation here between like games with edit modes and games I really like. But I
That
don't
in
know,
a
like
Minecraft. I wonder, could there be a correlation?
See, I
But
only
yeah,
played
like,
that. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
oh no, I was just gonna say that like I always like overheated my engine too. But there was something about that game that was just really cool. I think it's because every other game that I played. At least when I first started playing the Nintendo, they were just like so simple and they were all like black background games.
It
And then
was
you
a
go to
bit
Excitebike
complex,
and
yeah.
it's so colorful and I
Yeah.
really like
There's
that.
multiple tracks. You can make your own tracks.
Yeah,
It's
that's
two
true.
players. There's
I
like, what is it like? There's a piece you can put down on the track where it's like a ramp on one side and kind of goes off and kind of jump just flat
Yeah.
off. Yeah, I remember that.
I never got to use these features since when I played this game when I was a kid. I didn't have it at home. I would play it at the dentist's office where he had the arcade versions of
What
Excitebike.
dentist is this
Oh,
that
that
had
was my
arcade?
awesome dentist where he had
What?
arcade versions, two of Super Mario World, or excuse me, Super Mario Brothers, the original, one of
Wow.
Excitebike and one of Dr. Mario, and they were all like with the joysticks and everything. And
I would have loved
you
going to
didn't
dentist.
have to put coins in, like you could just
Oh.
press the button to start. star.
Oh, wow.
He's the best dentist in the whole world. I love that dude.
Was it a play choice 10?
I don't even remember, because I was, like, barely as tall as the thing to see, like, up on the screen. But I, as a side story, I went back to that dentist when I was, like, 18, and he had just, like, given those consoles away and replaced them with, like, Crash Bandicoot Racing. I was so pissed at him. I was like, what did you do?
Crash
but actually,
game.
The office had Game Boys, too, and he had copies of, like, Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow for you to play while you were in the chair.
What a
you're
cool
just
guy.
Making this up.
Oh, no, you, like, you had the marshmallow fluoride in your mouth, and you were playing Pokemon Red. Those are the best 4 minutes
that
of your life.
That is brilliant. I mean, you know, okay, we got to tell John this, because one of John's dreams is to start up a video game-based cafe called Megabyte. And then he can start set shop next door with a video game dentistry.
Actually, I think the dentist is next
to a video
game
laundromat.
So he can buy a Dairy Queen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's you're just keeping your market open there.
He had game paintings on the walls, too. I seem to remember Mario and Sonic kind of hanging out there. He knew that getting your teeth drilled was a fate worse than death, so you might as well sugarcoat it.
I would have been down for that.
You
anyway,
got prizes at the end, too, of course. You got
that's a good strategy.
To a giant tooth and steal toys out of it.
Man, all I got were Rugrats stickers.
Oh my god. I got the puzzle slider games where they had the 16 tiles and you had to arrange them, and they were so cheap. Hey,
those aren't even fun, though.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Well, those are the least fun games.
Are you?
Or toys, even.
You're so like, stupid and wrong.
Shifting tile puzzles? Those are the most unfun things in the world.
We're going to have to agree that you're an
Ben,
idiot.
I'm going to have to say, every Mac comes with that little shifting tile puzzle game, and many hours were wasted by many...
Maybe I'll fall in love with it. Actually, I have done a few in Professor Layton, and I haven't hated my life that much.
Wait, is that on my Mac now?
Yeah, if you bring up the widgets, and then you have to bring up the little bar, though, so you can add new ones, and there's a tile game. Mine has a kitty.
My god, you're right.
Liz is gone for the rest of the podcast.
Oh my god.
All right, back to the show topic, Liz. Besides
Excitebike.
Kind of took us down a dentistry path there. What are some other games that you enjoyed in this genre?
Well, I talked about how much I love Toadstool Tour, which I really did. I thought everything just controlled well, which
it have
after a game like Shadow of the Colossus is something I really value.
Oh, and there it is.
Killing me.
We should have like a Pee-wee's Playhouse. Well, like when someone says the magic word, Shadow of the Colossus, everyone freaks out.
Well, you pissed on my tile puzzles, so I felt like I needed to lash out.
All right.
I also wanted to mention the obvious elephant in the room, which is Wii Sports. And
yeah,
those were casual sports games that kind of revolutionized what the Wii was. Because I feel like if the Wii had just launched with like Zelda and Mario titles, you would have looked at the Wiimote and been like, why did they do this? They could have just put a controller on. But with Wii Sports, it was like, you got it, and it made so much sense. And now I understand tennis and the whole love concept.
Yeah, tennis is
and for real, go to the retirement home and see how many old ladies haven't played Wii Bowling and see how many of them you could beat, because it wouldn't be many.
Yeah, oh, there's crazy. There's turkeys all over the place in that old place.
Yeah.
We have a Wii at my workplace, and we would often take breaks at lunch and do a lot of Wii Bowling. And even the old mainframe programmers would come by and like, huh, that looks like fun, and would actually join in and play. So they're right. Nintendo's got that market covered.
Yeah. Wii Sports is always a game that you can go back to, and it's unbelievable how you can still pop it in, and it's still a really
good time
with a bunch of people.
Well, have you guys played the Wii Sports Resort?
I played it briefly. Actually, Matt's brother got it for us.
It's a good game.
Matt's mom liked it.
I love Frisbee Dog, throwing the frisbee.
I did like that.
It's tough, but like when you get good,
it's an accurate simulator in that I'm terrible at it.
It takes a lot of finesse to like throw that frisbee in a way that will it can catch it and do all the little tricks. And I really like Frisbee Dog. The sword fighting, that's pretty fun. That's a good time.
So, do you find the Wii Motion Plus actually does something.
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
I guess it lets me play those games. So, I mean, if I couldn't play
right.
them without it, then yeah. But
well, sure. But like, do you find it's like really like a super accurate representation?
The only difference I can tell is because the only game that's the same on both is bowling. And I have a way harder time with the Wii Motion Plus than I do with. I can bowl like 200s the other way, but with the actual Wii Motion Plus, it's more like my real bowling. Like
absolutely, it's like Obama bowling.
Yeah, well for me, but yeah, no, I'm glad we brought up the Wii Sports Resort. Oh, the biking! Yeah. Have you guys done the biking on it? That's pretty dumb, right?
I think it's a Wii Fit.
No, well, I'm pretty sure the biking and Wii Sports Resort where you have the
don't think I did that.
You have like the nunchuck in one hand and the Wiimote, and you just kind of bob your hands left like you're strumming or you're hitting a drum or something, and that's how you pedal. And you just do that. And then you also have to, while doing that, turn them to the left or the right to steer, but you have to keep making that motion, so it's really difficult to control. And actually, that's something that I wanted to bring up.
Oh,
overall,
yeah, I know the one you mean. I did
is that controls are probably one of the biggest reasons I think that these games are so great. They all have just a really either simple, but not just simple, just well executed control scheme. Like Mario Tennis, it's like that. You're going to do a power shot. You press the button to kind of plant your feet, and then you press it again when you want to make contact. And Mario Golf having the, well, if you need the simple mode, you can just press it once. If you want a little more finesse, you can hold left and right for a little spin and then hit the B and then the A for some top spin. Just really subtle game design that makes a difference. And I think we were saying as a group, you know, what are one of the reasons that makes these games so fun and attractive was, well, Ben, you were saying, it was kind of, what were you saying?
About what?
What makes these games so fun and attractive over the simulation counterpart in regards to, like, controls? Ben, I'm trying to throw you underhand pitch here.
I know, like, you made it seem as though I was going somewhere with something, though, and I was like,
you
where
did,
was I
you
going?
Had a point. You were saying how these games, that the controls are really simple, because in the simulation games, there is it's really complex. You're going into menus, having to navigate through, like ever try Madden and try just to pass to somebody? Like, hold down right trigger, and it'll pop up the person you can
not
throw
only to. That but like there's a lot of like team customization stuff in that game too. You have to go through a bunch of menus to even start a game, and in something like Wii Sports you're like, hey, I want to play golf. You hit golf, hey, guess what, you're playing golf.
And I know the counter argument we'll get in an iTunes review is that, well, all of those games have instant mode where you just press it and you're in a game instantly. You still don't know the controls, though, and there's enough you have to know in those controls to actually have fun. Like, I remember, like, in a basketball game, like, you'd think it would just be shoot and dribble and pass, and there's just so many different post-up, call plays, and it's just...
That's why I don't play basketball.
But, I mean, I do enjoy those games. I enjoy basketball. But anyway, Ben, tell us about your love for casual basketball games.
You made it sound I'm saving the best. So... Everyone knows where I'm going with this. The best casual sports game of all time, non-simulation, the most unsporty sport game that involves basketballs is obviously Bill Laimbeer's Combat Basketball for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System.
No, Ben, I know this is your favorite game, but you're going to have to bear with me. I have never played this game. I've never heard of it. I always thought you were making this up. So what is
everyone? This? Most people think I'm making it up. It's a a top. Most people. Oh yeah, it's a top-down basketball game, which is already not sounding all that great. Where you you move up and down the court as these red and blue guys with mohawks, who oddly enough look like turtles, and strewn about the court are like little power-ups you can pick up that could either blow your opponent up, or the ball will explode, or nothing will happen. It'll be like a hockey puck that's apparently money.
Oh, I played this game. I thought it was a soccer game. That was overhead.
Bill Laimbeer's Combat Basketball was a soccer. Oh,
like, what I remembered from it, like, because it's overhead, and I was like, oh, that robot soccer game.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
music in the game. It's one little melody. It goes doo 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 over and over again. It's a good song. You should download the soundtrack all on iTunes. You can't find
It's not on there, is it?
No,
Made you
it's not.
look.
But no, in all honesty, this is the worst game I've ever played in my life. Because while you're trying to do all this, there's the worst slowdown for no reason. Because there are only like three sprites on the screen at one point in time. What you do to shoot, you just hold the button down, you let it go, and you're ready to let go of the ball. But it's like this weird, like spinning in the air motion where, like, if you're not even facing the hoop at all, you'll jump up, but you'll be facing the wall. You have to wait for your guy to slowly tilt toward the hoop. I actually did a tilt
Cannon
with my chair
style
there.
to
Yeah,
cannon
the
style.
Doppler. But, and then you let go, and then you miss because this game sucks. And there's nothing good about this game. The best thing about this game is that I own a copy of it signed by every musical guest at PAX East.
Wow.
And I don't know why I have that. I think I just wanted to have the most valuable copy of the worst game.
Wow.
And it's mostly become an in-joke with me now that I've probably run into the ground, but it's
No,
my
I think it's
favorite
funny.
game. I think it's funny too, but most in-jokes, people who create them think they're funny most of the time. But
Okay.
I guess fun fact, Bill Ambeer's daughter, this like blew my mind. I tweeted about I've been playing the new NBA GM. I'll get to that later. And I unlocked Bill Laimbeer, and this was only exciting because I have Bill Laimbeer's Combat Basketball. And I tweeted about it, and Bill Laimbeer's daughter retweeted that tweet. Like, she doesn't even follow me, but I
Wow,
guess she
you're
has like
basically
100.
internet famous now, Ben.
Yep, because she has 158 followers. That's three digits.
Whoa.
I have 300, but you
Whoa.
know,
Ben's like, I have more.
that's okay. It's okay.
Obviously,
I can get all of
Ben
her.
is the cooler person in this equation.
So clearly, the
I'm
question
really.
is Bill Laimbeer's daughter single?
Let me Google
Again,
that for
all
you.
respect to Mr. Laimbeer, I'm looking it up.
Bill Laimbeer's daughter
Apparently, she's the
single?
nicest girl
Question.
you'll ever meet.
Really?
Interesting.
That's what it
Bill
says on her Twitter
Laimbeer
post.
is from my area.
Yeah.
So maybe I could hook you up with Little Billina.
Carrie Lambert?
Well,
Yeah.
all I
Carrie.
can say is that Google is not producing the results of if she's single or not. Let's see if she's on Facebook.
Let's just stalk this normal, sweet girl.
Bill Lambier's daughter. Oh,
I think she's an
surprisingly,
older lady.
she's not registered on there as Bill Lambier's daughter.
An
Oh,
older
all right.
lady.
So Bill Lambier's predecessor game, NBA Jam, right? It's got to be the
Wait.
obviously the evolution of that genre, right?
Who is this Bill
Oh.
Laimbeer dude that he's 6'11"? Is this right? But that's
Probably. I don't know.
enormous. That's enormous.
No
I don't
man can
understand.
be that big.
He's a big guy, but I don't know. I slapped him down in
Matt's just
NBA
in the
Jam.
background, by the way, whispering to himself, "He's a basketball player. He's a basketball player. You're so stupid. He's a basketball player."
He's the
That's
best.
tall even for a basketball player.
That's tall for a human being.
That is tall for a human being. That is how many inches taller than
Man.
me?
Well, I mean,
21?
he is the original bad boy of the NBA. Really?
Before like Wilt
So
Chamberlain.
says his daughter.
You guys have a pretty close relationship, huh?
Yeah.
It's on her profile, man.
Good times. All right, we've talked Bill Laimbeer into the ground. NBA Jam, that's what this podcast was supposed to be about.
No, this podcast is the NBA Jam podcast,
So let's
Hell
talk
yeah.
about NBA Jam.
It is one of my favorite video games in general, and it is my favorite sports game ever. And if you've played
Really?
it,
Wait, even more than
probably
like
are.
Super Tecmo Football for Nintendo?
Yes, I love Tecmo Bowl, but God, I was about to say Bill Laimbeer's Combat Basketball. NBA Jam is on a completely different level. There's like you have unsporty sport games, you have like your simulation games, and then above all that, it's just NBA Jam. There's
On
no other
this
game that touches it.
golden
There are
pedestal.
games that want to be NBA Jam. That's another one, but
Well,
they
okay.
don't.
a new one just came out. I know that Ben has it. Liz, I remember you playing it at PAX, right?
I did. I enjoyed it quite a lot at PAX, and eventually my goal in life is to get it, but I find that my life is consumed by management for ethical organizational behavior of businesses.
Did you? So I take it you did not win the arcade case with
You know what?
I signed up.
I don't believe I did, but my instincts kicked in when I saw that they wanted my phone number, and I was like, I don't want to get called about some dumb crap. I'll put my parents' number. And then I realized, like, maybe my dad won it and just hasn't said anything.
Your dad's over there like, sweet, it'd be a jam. Awesome.
I love Larry Bird.
You know, Liz, I'm sorry to say, but I won it.
You won it? Shut up. You would have told the whole world.
Yeah, you would have
Yes,
tweeted
I would
that.
have.
You would
I would
have
have.
run up
I
on
would
the
have
White
tweeted it
House
every
lawn
day.
and been like,
So,
Joe Biden, I won.
so Ben, tell us about the new one. Who are some of the special guest characters? This isn't NBA Jam. Always have
Yeah.
like didn't they have like Mortal Kombat guys in the old one? Or am I imagining that?
I don't think so in the Super Nintendo one, but you have, and returning to the Wii version, the Beastie Boys, who are
Oh.
amazing. And you have the President of the United States, Barack Obama.
Is Joe
But you
Biden?
also have, I think Joe Biden is in it as well.
Thank God.
But interestingly enough, you can also play it as Sarah Palin.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I mean,
Boo.
I don't understand why everyone isn't playing as Sarah Palin
Yeah.
all the time. Not to get
She's
into
a ball.
politics, but
Is she more of a center or like a power forward?
she's a
She's more of a
power
you don't
bottom.
play as her.
You guys.
You
Okay.
guys.
Let's see. What else? NBA Jam, though. I haven't actually played any of the new one. I haven't even seen videos of it. So, is it
Yeah.
pretty much exactly the same, just on Wii?
It's very similar actually, but the controls are a lot deeper in that, like, it takes skill to shoot now instead of just like hitting a button and your guy
He's
shoots.
right. It is kind of complex.
But it's
It's a
not
good
too
thing.
complex though. It enhances it. It doesn't like make it too cumbersome or anything at all.
Yeah, it's fu it's
It adds
fun.
more challenge to it. Yeah. I didn't know if you can you like juke your opponent out in the Super Nintendo version?
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't
Because
know.
maybe
You
if you had
can.
full whatever they called it, turbo jam power or whatever it was. Power up
Yeah.
bar.
But no, you definitely can in the Wii version. That's new. And overall, like, there are boss battles now between, like, there's one between Shaq, you can play against Larry Bird, and it's essentially you have to stop them from shattering the backboard. They do so
I
by,
can't
like,
stop
landing
them.
boom shakalaka monster dunks, and
Is like all
it's
300
hilarious.
pounds of Shaq.
Yes.
Actually, when
Shaq
you were
needs a
back when you were talking about Bill Laimbeer's combat basketball, I meant to bring up from the forum thread, Super Speedy talks about a game called Base Wars, which sounds kind of in the same theme of awesomeness. I'm just gonna read some
Except
of
it's
his.
probably good.
I'm gonna read some of his posts here because it's just this game sounds amazing. He says, "Base Wars, best damn baseball game I ever did play was back on the NES. General idea is that it's the future. Human baseball players are starting to ask for exorbitant amounts of cash, so the team managers all agree that it'd just be cheaper if they had robots play. And
Yeah.
for some weird reason, they give the robots weapons and replace the tie goes to the runner rule with let the killer robots beat the crap out of each other, and whoever wins the fight gets the call in their favor. The robots also came in various models. Some had tank treads, some hovered, some were bipedal, and they even had ones that ran around on what could only be described as a motorized unicycle. This is awesome. Best
It sounds
baseball game
awesome.
I ever did play. It's a series that needs a revival, although if they did revive it, hopefully they won't make it so easy to get 8 million home runs in a game. As sketchy as that home run jingle is, it's best left to rare circumstances. I've never played that game. It sounds a lot
Sounds
like
so awesome.
that does sound pretty fun. And he doesn't ever say that it's also the worst game ever in the post, so maybe it is really cool. I don't know. So,
It's what Bill and Bear should have been.
I just saw Bill Laimbeer open on Facebook here, like laughing. I gotta close that. It's kind of freaky. He's a tall man.
That's what I was saying.
Let's see
The
here.
original Big or Bad Boy,
The original Big
Big
Bird, is that
Boy.
what you're gonna say?
I was gonna say Big Boy, but that's not it at all.
He's the original Big Bird, back before.
Yeah, Bad Before the Bird.
Let's see. I've lost the show topic thread, so I'll just go on without it. What else? Oh, Liz, you were gonna talk about Mario Soccer, Mario Strikers.
I played that. I don't actually own it, but I have decided, I have a theorem for all Mario sports game, is that they put in Petey Piranha for all of those sports games just because they needed someone to be a cheater who you wouldn't like.
And who likes Petey Piranha? Why
No
Petey
one.
Piranha?
When he hits a double bogey, he just starts throwing up. He's like,
Is it the goop from Mario Sunshine?
What do you think, man? Of course it's the goop. It looks like he's throwing up Rocky Road all over the place. And you play against him in Mario Strikers Soccer, and he's just like hitting these balls from like he'll head it off his head from the goal and just knock it into the other person's goal and be like, yeah. He's basically the video game version of Mr. Perfect. He can bowl a 300, he's batting 1,000, he goes into he can wrestle, I'm sure. I don't know why there hasn't been Mario wrestling now that I'm thinking about it.
Well, did they in the Olympics one? Don't they have like a Olympics version of it? They might there. I don't know. But wrestling, Butsukoi does you a solid there, Liz.
Oh man.
WWF
WWF SmackDown.
SmackDown for N64.
Yeah.
I have to say, all the wrestling itself is just ridiculous,
Oh.
which makes the any a video game version of it immediately awesome. I always have a
Exactly.
time with wrestling games, even though they're
Yeah, I
the
think wrestling
controls.
itself is an unsporty sport
Yeah,
game.
I'm gonna say
It
definitely
is.
fun simulation there. So it's the epitome of what our topic should have been, not the NBA Jam podcast.
Wrestling is all, it's where it's at. Matt and I were gonna get Undertaker Slurpees today.
What?
They have Undertaker Slurpees? Whoa,
I
whoa, whoa,
actually
go
I
back.
don't know that they still have them, but like a couple months ago, 7-Eleven was running a promotion where they had like the special cups and flavors where it was like Undertaker Grape, like
I did
what was
see
it,
that.
Triple H Red or something? Is
I
Chris
should have
Jericho
got
one of
some.
them? I know Chris Benoit was not one of them. That's the thing that immediately stuck out at me. But
Dang it.
I know, I know. I wanted to cross grace. What is it? Crossface cripple my
Crossface
taste buds.
cripple.
Well, before we close out the show and the topic here, and possibly give this off to Kevin to give us the final word, Ben, Crash and the Boys. What is this? I know that from Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, Pilgrim. Crash and the Boys Street Challenge is a game for the Nintendo Entertainment System from the Kunio-kun series. And you might know that if you've ever played River City Ransom
Oh,
or Super
okay.
Dodgeball. It's
The
like
blocky
the
big
sprite.
bag guys.
Yeah, all the sprites are exactly the same. It's all in one series of games, and they're all pretty good. Except for Crash and the Boys Street Challenge. Actually, that's
Except for
not true.
that game.
No, it's a game where like you're one of like four rival schools who are facing off in sport events, and by sport events I mean like jumping across roofs, because you know that's
That's a
school
sport.
sports right
It
there.
sounds pretty sweet, though. Parkour, basically.
In schools? In Japanese schools, that's what they do?
You've seen how the superpowers are over there. I'm not
Haven't you seen
surprised.
Volcano High?
I've watched Dragon Ball
Have
Z.
you seen
Yeah.
Volcano High? It's exactly like that
Yeah,
over there.
didn't you
And they
see
all
Battle
talk like
Royale?
rappers.
I haven't actually.
You've never seen Battle Royale?
I
I
haven't.
haven't.
Oh,
I
that's
hear
a good one. It's
I've
very
heard good
good.
things. But yeah, Crash and the Boys
That's
Street
the
Challenge.
unsporty
It's
sport.
yeah. It would be a fun game if it told you what to do ever, but it throws you into these sports. Like the roof jumping game that I was talking about. It's called roof jumping. And you start running across this roof and you pass something. That could have been something you could do something with, but who knows? You try to jump across the roof, you die. Your little child is dead because you didn't pick up the pole that you needed to like vault
Oh, that's what
across
that
the.
was. That object
Yeah.
back there.
And I don't know. The game suffers from not telling you anything about anything, but
Like
it
most Nintendo.
has a lot of the humor that is present in River City Ransom, and it has cool little RPG elements too, where you can like walk around a town and buy stuff for your guy, so you can, I don't know, jump farther across those buildings. I don't know. It's an interesting game, if anything. I bought it because of Scott Pilgrim. It kind of makes me a little poser, but either way, fun game.
I'll just
Check
edit
it
that
out.
part out for you, Ben. Or I'll
Okay.
make it louder, one of the two.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll give the final word over here to Kevin on unsporty sports games, and then we'll close out the show.
So a friend of mine calls me up one time. He says, "Hey, I've rented NFL Blitz. Come on over. Let's play some football." Now, the thing you gotta understand about this friend is he's the kind of guy who always likes to take advantage. If you don't keep your eye on him, he's gonna use a cheat code or two. And Blitz is the kind of game that outright encourages that sort of thing. Even the computer players will plug in cheat codes against you. So sure enough, we pick teams. Cowboys for him, Da Bears for me. And he starts plugging in all kinds of stuff. Infinite turbo, harder hits, 100% accuracy. He would have smoked me with that much gear. But we're 5 seconds into the game and he says, no, we gotta restart. My codes didn't work for some reason. So I'm like, fine. We repick our teams, Cowboys, Bears, he puts in his codes again, first play of the game, hold on, they didn't work again. And I finally say, listen, I don't know too many codes for this game. In fact, I only know one, but I've been using it. And he asks me what it is, and I tell him, tournament mode. You hit all three buttons once, you press up on the pad, and it deactivates all the other codes. Gives us a nice level playing field, you know what I mean? Well, he reaches over, turns off the N64, pulls out the game, and says, we can't play this. Well, why not? Because I can't play it if I don't have my cheat codes on. Really? Yeah, it's too hard to play. So let me get this straight. We're playing a game of simulated arcade-style football. You need 30 yards to get a first down. Piling on late hits and unnecessary roughness are all completely legal. I'm not even sure we have the right number of players on the field. It's effectively an overblown, augmented Smash Mouth mutation of a game, and yet you still cannot accept that there are certain limitations in place designed specifically for balance. But he would not be swayed. We wound up playing WCW NWO Revenge. You see, there's two types of sports games in the world. On the one hand, you've got those that try to present an accurate simulation. They're chock full of stats, every player is modeled to look just like the real thing, you can put up your two favorite teams and guesstimate how they'll perform in the playoffs. And then over here, we've got the crazy bizarro games, your NBA Jam, your Mutant League Hockey. And I guess fans of that kind of game don't appreciate it when reality starts to infringe on them. How dare they even have real teams? Unacceptable. I want a team from Pluto. But if you look at the design philosophy behind these games, you realize that you have to have some sort of limitation, a capping device, to provide flow and structure, a method to the madness. Otherwise, you have nothing but chaos. By the way, I did eventually convince my friend to give Blitz a try without codes. He walloped me, 42 to 21. I like to think he learned something about himself that day. For Fangamer, I'm Kevin Williams.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah.
Good job, buddy. That was hilarious. Let's close out the show. What do we have to say? Thank you for being here late. Well, actually, it's pretty late now. I'm sorry, guys. But this is the last week we have to do super late podcasts.
It's true.
It's true.
And start
Feels
early.
good, man.
I'm excited about that. Game Club is out the door. Let's see.
Yeah.
How do we want? Oh, Liz, we got an email this week.
Oh
That's
yeah, I
right.
saw it. You sent it to us, right?
I did. I sent
I
it to
read it and everything.
It
Yes.
actually scared me when I first saw the topic because I thought you were telling me. It's like I just want to say something to you.
Oh yeah, the some I've never gotten a good email that says
That
some things I
starts
have to
with
say.
some
Yeah,
things I need
some
to
things
tell
I
you.
have to say. That's a horrible.
That's
No,
how you
it's not a
start an
horrible
email
thing.
when you
Cut
know
that part
things
out.
on the guy sent us an email. We'll take what
No,
we can
cut that part out. I didn't mean to say
get. The one guy who sends us an email. Let's belittle him on the podcast. Great.
I love you, Mr. Bond. You have a cool ass name.
No,
It's like
the email
James
was great.
Bond.
We really appreciate it, but you gotta not scare us
You,
like that. We're
basically, it's like
anxious
when your mom
people.
comes into your room and says your full name, Liz Bowes. Like, oh shit, what
That's
I
not my
just
full
did.
name.
Elizabeth
Yeah.
J. Bowes.
There you go.
Whatever your middle name.
Jay?
Is
Yeah,
that it?
for
Oh, is it
Julia.
really?
It's Jay. Yeah.
I just.
After the Beatles song.
Yes. So they sent us an email. We appreciate it. I think it's the first email we've gotten in several shows. I was checking iTunes. No one wanted to talk to us through iTunes this week, except for Mudbaster. Although Mudbaster did send us a tweet saying he'll change his name on the forum if we want him to.
Yeah, no, I told him. I was like, dude, you don't have to change your name at all. I just wish I had noticed ahead of time that your name was ridiculous so that I would know to
carry myself
accordingly.
No, if you get to keep your name, well, at least until you do something that we have to ban you for.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's fine. We appreciate it. Let's see, what iTunes reviews? We like them. We appreciate them. You can send us an email to podcast@fangamer.com, and we will respond and enjoy reading what you have to say, especially if it has anything to do with stalking Liz. We'll remember those ones by heart. Fangamer.com/Facebook and fangamer.com/Twitter. I think redirect to both of those. But if you go to either site and just put in Fangamer, that will also work pretty easily. We are running that Twitter contest, so you should definitely follow us on the Twitters and enjoy the potential of winning your very own Liz figurine, Christine figurine. But, you know. Any other important ways to contact us? That's pretty much the big ones. That's good stuff for this week. All right, next week's topic. Crap, I was gonna go look this up beforehand. But next week's topic, dun dun dun, Master Schedule 2010
is crime.
Keep this part in.
On simulation. Just spooky games.
Scary games. Spooky.
What are games that have freaked you out? Oh, man, Resident Evil 2, those dogs bursting out of the windows. Scared the crap out of me. That's next week's topic. We'll have a thread up hopefully Friday or Saturday, so join us. Although by the time you listen to this, it'll already be up. Signing off for the podcast crew. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
To be or not to be?
That is the question, man. Whether... Does it go right into whether is tis nobler in the mind?
To suffer
the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms
and end them
against a sea of troubles and
by opposing end them.
Hey folks, we just had a couple quick announcements here at the very, very end of the show. As you probably already know, since this comes out on Monday, the Twitter contest is over. So if you haven't already participated, you've already lost your chance at your very own Liz action figure. The other awesome announcement is that right now, if you're listening to this, tonight should be the first night of the EB Fan Fest 2010. A couple quick notes. The show should be starting about 5:30 for pregame, but the actual host should start about 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern. We actually have the finalized list of hosts. Some of the notables, Jade Krause and Frank Cifaldi of 1UP, Tom Bob Blender, Britt from the Speed Gamers, Elliot Kane and Mr. B from Ubsy Movies, Awesome Video Games Awesome Crew will be on there, and the folks from the Nerdy Show, as well as many other of your favorite Fangamer employees, friends, and family. So join us for some awesome good times.
Jen left her Facebook logged in on my computer.
Oh, now you get to find out about her secret girlfriend.
Let's see. What should we say?
I'm sorry. It cut out at the gender you said there. Did you say secret girlfriend?
Yeah, I did say that.
And then I know you guys will really enjoy this one. Butsukoi brings up, well, I brought up a couple ones, but his best one was WWF SmackDown.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Oh.
I love Butsukoi.
Jen it's brought me a beer because I posted on her Facebook how, I should really bring Garrett a beer and ask him to sign me out of Facebook.